Chapter 38. La Fugma table, AG Retro Uvancourt Trace Pete Dunvers Charbon Sur Le Mer. Apparaces, Placers de Montbellage, K Dunku de la Fustages Latemps, Vink Foist Por Vos Ja I Miss Ma Monter Engage. Dans un greenier Q and Espine Vink Dans. Lysetic I Deutzer Dout Apparator, Vive, Jolie, Avec un Frace Chapeau. Déjà sa main et l'étroit fenêtre suspend son châle, en guise de rideau. Sarro bas I va per ma couchette. Respect, amour, ses plus longs et flottens. Ja I su depis cu I payet sa toilette. Dans un greenier cu en espine vink dans. A table un jour, jour de grande richesse, de mesames les voix brillant en chier, quand jis cu ik I monte un cri d'allégresse. A merengo bona podest vainqueur. La canon grand. Another chant commence. Nous celebrons tant de fates éclatons. Les rois jamais n'envahiront la France. Dans un greenier que un espine vink dans. Quitten si toi du marais en senever. Oh. Qu'il son loin ses jours es I regrets. Je changerais si qu'il miris de vivre contre un de mois que I du ma comps. Poor river glorier, amour, placer, folly, poor depenser savai en pu d'instans, dun long espoir pour l'avoir embelli, dans un greenier cu en espine vink dans. The garret. With pensive eyes the little room I view, where, in my youth, I weathered it so long, with a wild mistress, a stanch friend or two, and a light heart still breaking into song. Making a mock of life, and all its cares, rich in the glory of my rising sun, lightly I vaulted up four pair of stairs, in the brave days, when I was 21. Yes, 'tis a garret let em know to will there was my bed full hard it was and small. My table there, and I decipher still half a lame couplet charcoaled on the wall. Ye joys, that time hath swept with him away, come to mine eyes, ye dreams of love and fun. For you I pawned my watch how many a day, in the brave days, when I was 21. And see my little Jessie, first of all, she comes with pouting lips and sparkling eyes. Behold, how roguishly she pins her shawl across the narrow casement, curtain-wise. Now by the better petticoat glides down, and when did woman look the worse in none? I have heard, since who paid for many a gown, in the brave days, when I was 21. One jolly evening, when my friends and I made happy music with our songs and cheers, a shout of triumph mounted up thus high, a distant cannon opened on our ears. We rise, we join in the triumphant strain, Napoleon conquers Austerlitz's one tyrant shall never tread us down again, in the brave days, when I was 21. Let us beckon the places sad and strange how far, far off, these happy times appear. All that I have to live I'd gladly change for one such month as I have wasted here to draw long dreams of beauty, love, and power, from founts of hope, that never will outrun, and drink all life's quintessence in an hour, give me the days, when I was 21. Roger Bontemps. Oxgen's a traveler's poor example don, en untempts de Messieurs Roger Bontemps es ni. Viver obscure sa guise, narger les mecontens. A guy. Qu'est la devise du gros Roger Bontemps? Du chapeau de son pierre coif dans le grand jours, de roses ou de lierre le ragener taugers. Metter un manteau de bure, vie la maille de vink dans. A guy. Qu'est la paire du gros Roger Bontemps? Possiter dans sa une table, un vieux lit, des cartes, une flûte, un broquet du remplet. Un portrait de maîtresse, un coffre et rien d'idens, a guy. Qu'est la richesse du gros Roger Bontemps? Aux enfants de la ville montre de petits jeux, etterfesseur habile de cons gravelou, ni parler que de dansette d'almanaches chantons, a guy. Qu'est la science du gros Roger Bontemps? Faute de vins delight, sabler sous du canton, prefer marguerite aux dames du grand ton. De joie et de tendresse rempler tous ses instants. A guy. Qu'est la sagesse du gros Roger Bontemps? Dire au ciel. Jimmy Fi, mon pire, et ta bande. De ma philosophie pardon legate que ma saison dernière soit encore un printemps. A guy. Qu'est la prière du gros Roger Bantemps? Vaus. Pauvres plains d'envy. Vaus. Riches désirous. Vaus. Dans le char d'viapers un cours heureux. Vaus. Qui perdres pudeur des titres éclatins. A guy. Prenez pour maître le gros Roger Bantemps. Jolly Jack. When fierce political debate throughout the isle was storming, and rats attacked the throne and state, and Tories the reforming, to calm the furious rage of each, and right the land demented, heaven sent us Jolly Jack, to teach the way to be contented. Jack's bed was straw, 'twas warm and soft, his chair, a three-legged stool, his broken jug was emptied oft, yet, somehow, all was full. His mistress's portrait decked the wall, his mirror had a crack. Yet, gay and glad, though this was all his wealth, lived Jolly Jack. To give advice to avarice, teach pride its mean condition, and preach good sense to dull pretense, was honest Jack's high mission. Our simple statesman found his rule of moral in the flagon, and held his philosophic school beneath the ear-jan dragon. When village solons cursed the lords, and called the malt tax sinful, Jack heeded not their angry words, but smiled and drank his skinful. And when men wasted health and life, in search of rank and riches, Jack marked, aloof, the paltry strife, and wore his threadbare breeches. I enter not the church, he said, but I'll not seek to rob it. So worthy Jack Joe Miller read, while others studied Cobbett. His talk it was of feast and fun, his guide the almanac. From youth to age thus gaily run the life of Jolly Jack. And when Jack prayed, as oft he would, he humbly thanked his maker. I am, said he, O Father good, nor Catholic nor Quaker. Give each his creed, let each proclaim his catalogue of curses. I trust in thee, and not in them, in thee, and in thy mercies. Forgive me if, midst all thy works, no hint I see of damning, and think there's faith among the Turks, and hope for end the Brahmin. Harmless my mind is, and my mirth, and kindly is my laughter. I cannot see the smiling earth, and think there's hell hereafter. Jack died. He left no legacy, save that his story teaches. Content to peevish poverty, humility to riches. Ye scornful great, ye envious small, come follow in his track. We all were happier if we all would copy Jolly Jack. French dramas and melodramas. There are three kinds of drama in France, which you may subdivide as much as you please. There is the old classical drama, well nigh dead, and full time too. Old tragedies, in which half a dozen characters appear, and spout sonorous Alexandrins for half a dozen hours. The fair Rachel has been trying to revive this genre, and to entomb Racine. But be not alarmed, Racine will never come to life again, and cause audiences to weep as of yore. Madame Rachel can only galvanize the corpse, not revivify it. Ancient French tragedy, red-heeled, patched, and beperwigged, lies in the grave, and it is only the ghost of it that we see, which the fair Jewess has raised. There are classical comedies in verse too, wherein the knavish valets, rakish heroes, stolid old guardians, and smart, free-spoken serving women, discourse in Alexandrins, as loud as the Horaces or the Cid. An Englishman will seldom reconcile himself to the rawlment of the verses, and the painful recurrence of the rhymes. For my part, I had rather go to Madame Saqui's, or see Deborah dancing on a rope. His lines are quite as natural and poetical. Then there is the comedy of the day, of which Monsieur Scribe is the father. Good heavens! With what a number of gay colonels, smart widows, and silly husbands has that gentleman peopled the playbooks. How that unfortunate seventh commandment has been maltreated by him and his disciples. You will see four pieces, at the gymnast, of a night, and so sure as you see them, four husbands shall be wickedly used. When is this joke to cease? Mon Dieu! Playwriters have handled it for about 2,000 years, and the public, like a great baby, must have the tale repeated to it over and over again. Finally, there is the drama, that great monster which has sprung into life of late years, and which is said, but I don't believe a word of it, to have Shakespeare for a father. If Monsieur Scribe's plays may be said to be so many ingenious examples, how to break one commandment, the dream is a grand and general chaos of them all. Nay, several crimes are added, not prohibited in the Decalogue, which was written before dramas were. Of the drama, Victor Hugo and Dumas are the well-known and respectable guardians. Every piece Victor Hugo has written, since Hernani, has contained a monster, a delightful monster, saved by one virtue. There is Tribulet, a foolish monster, Lucrece Borgia, a maternal monster, Mary Tudor, a religious monster, Monsieur Quasimodo, a humpback monster, and others, that might be named, whose monstrosities we are induced to pardon, nay, admiringly to witness, because they are agreeably mingled with some exquisite display of affection. And, as the great Hugo has one monster to each play, the great Dumas has, ordinarily, half a dozen, to whom murder is nothing, common intrigue, and simple breakage of the before-mentioned commandment, nothing, but to live, and move in a vast, delightful complication of crime, that cannot be easily conceived in England, much less described. When I think over the number of crimes, that I have seen Mademoiselle Georges, for instance, commit, I am filled with wonder at her greatness, and the greatness of the poets who have conceived these charming horrors for her. I have seen her make love to, and murder, her sons, in the Ardennesel. I have seen her poison a company of no less than 9 gentlemen, at Ferrara, with an affectionate son in the number. I have seen her, as Madame de Brinvilliers, kill off numbers of respectable relations, in the first 4 acts, and, at the last, be actually burned at the stake, to which she comes shuddering, ghastly, barefooted, and in a white sheet. Sweet excitement of tender sympathies. Such tragedies are not so good as a real, downright execution. But, in point of interest, the next thing to it. With what a number of moral emotions do they fill the breast? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.